92.3 KRST with Luke Bryan. Kiss Tomorrow Goodbye with the Get Up Gang at 8:10. Carmelina Hart, Scott Brown, and Greg Webb is in from Globo Sox, a new honorary member of the Get Up Gang. Greg Webb.
Yay!
Oh, jumping on the cowbell right away,
I'm already working the cowbell.
So, Greg is an old friend of mine. We went to college together a long, long
time ago. We don't need to get into gears.
I thought it was just like last year.
You know what? Yes, I'm exaggerating. Just a couple of years ago, we were in college together. And so you are doing something super, super cool with some local schools.
Yes. My company, Global Sox, is committed to helping schools raise money, quite honestly, in a very different way.
Okay.
And for a different way of teaching financial literacy, youth philanthropy, and a whole wide variety of really just positive things.
What goes into youth philanthropy?
Well, if you think of like a large foundation like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation,
yes, uh-huh.
You know, they have this amount of money that they give away to people all over the world to help solve social problems and to fix things.
And what's philanthropy?
It's a nice word. Like, I wish I could be a philanthropist.
It's a very fancy word that I see thrown around, and I don't know what it means.
We want to be one, but we don't know what it is.
Am I a philanthropist and I don't even know it?
Bet that you are. Most people are philanthropists.
Really?
In that we give of our time, mm-hmm. and in many instances, we give to causes we believe in.
Sure.
Charities. You know, I see the Super Bowl is going to be happening, and
yeah.
you guys are giving away tickets later.
Absolutely.
It's about giving back to the community. And so what we're really trying to do is work with young students to instill that value
sure.
to give back. And what we find is that oftentimes students want to give back, and they don't even realize they're philanthropists.
Uh-huh.
But in some instances, we're working with some schools here in town where we're actually building them an endowment, which is an amount of money that goes into a bank account. And then they get to decide where the interest income goes to supporting their community. So it's really cool and kind of a different way of doing things.
So they actually raise the money and then they decide what to do with the money?
Absolutely. They get to decide and they get to learn, more importantly, how to establish a bank account, how to establish an account that goes into an endowment. And as they raise money, of course, the more money that they raise, the more money they get to give away. They also get to identify what sort of focus areas they want to give to. And so it might be their fellow students, it might be social causes in their community, and then they actually get to decide who gets the money, and then they go and, you know, review to make sure that the money's used in the way that it was requested.
Yeah.
And so in essence, they're doing like really older adult folks stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
Like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
I know. Yeah, this
and
sounds very adult.
Yeah, they get to decide where the money goes, and so they see the full circle of and all the learning that goes into that.
Yeah.
From both the fundraising aspect, but then instead of just raising money for a one-time thing in building an endowment, they get to raise money that stays in that account for perpetuity. And so ideally, it creates their legacy.
Yeah. So all this makes me want to ask, when did you become an adult and start doing all this? What made you want to do this?
Well, quite honestly, Carmelina, I'm not an adult yet. And I don't know what I want to be when I grow up.
Good answer. Yes.
We're talking to Greg Webb from Globo Sox. He is going to take on Scott Brown in the celebrity birthday game as well. We are dealing with some super cold weather this morning. We've gone up from 9.
We're back to 10.
We're back to 10, so that's definitely
good on
news
you, Albuquerque.
If you're hitting the roads. And we're going to reach about 30, so still below freezing. It is going to be cold. It is going to be sunny, but again, 30, so definitely bundle up if you're heading out. APS on a 2-hour delay. APS East Mountain Schools and East Mountain High School on a 2-hour delay. Rio Rancho Public Schools on a 2-hour delay. And UNM and CNM, you guys are on a 2-hour delay as well. And the roads, how are they looking?
One crash, one stall. Quail West, of course, has a crash with injuries. A lot of crews out on scene with this. Stalled vehicle now eastbound Paseo del Norte between Coors and the river. Right shoulder is going to be affected. So not too bad. The roads, for the most part, are not that slick, but do use caution. Add a few more minutes to your commute. You should be fine. Keep your day job while you earn your degree. UNM offers evening and weekend classes to provide flexibility for a busy work schedule. Classes have already begun, so register today. For more information, visit evening.unm.edu. I'm Scott Brown for KRST Right Now Traffic.
Carmelina here for Allurderm MD Meds.